to day two of a very special tool time. We're coming to you live from Al's apartment. Now here's the star of the show, Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to our second day, as Heidi just said, in Al's apartment. It's lovely, isn't it? I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor. And of course, you all know my assistant, Al Borland. Al.
What?
We're on the air, Al.
What?
You know, you could have given me some warning.
Where would the fun be in that?
Well, this week, we've been showing you how to turn the dead space in your house into living space.
Now, today's challenge is we're going to try to figure out how to turn the dead space between Al's ears into a nice bric-a-brac room.
The dead space between your ears could fill the Mall of America.
Installing a sliding pocket door in Al's bathroom. But first, let me show you what we did yesterday. We used this space in the wall, put in a spice rack. Al?
That's right. And then we converted this space that used to be my closet into a guest bedroom.
Remote control.
Tim?
Next, we'll try to convert some poor sap into Al's first house guest.
And then we'll convert that stuff on your face into an actual beard.
Gee, Al, not everyone can grow a beard as fast as your mom. Now, the pièce de résistance. In the spare room above the header in the kitchen, we had a home entertainment system.
With this setup, my guests can now watch TV in bed.
Not with that remote, though.
Hey. I don't go in for that sort of thing.
Buttons on my shirt.
Ooh, they're little skulls.
Yeah, how fast can you do it?
Well, I'm kind of busy, but I assure you that sewing demonic symbols on my son's clothing will be right at the top of my list.
Hey, Mom.
Hi. What are you doing with my thesaurus? I've been looking for this all day.
Well, I borrowed it for a report I'm doing, the selfish middle class.
Randy, this is my workstation. You can't just come and grab anything you want.
Hey, it is not my fault. I'm a product of the selfish middle class.
What are you doing?
I'm at the dining room table. I'm dining.
Well, you know, right now it's sort of my office, so would you just dine somewhere else?
All right.
Oh, my God, my paper!
I'm sorry, clean it. Or I could dine in my room.
That's a good idea. Good idea.
Hi, hi.
Tim, I'm having a really bad day.
Nice talking to you.
Tim, I want you to build me something. I have been trying to work on this paper all day, and I can't get a moment's peace down here. I just need a quiet, private place where I can get things done.
Wait a minute. You want something built, and you want me to build it.
Yeah. I want an office.
Office.
Someplace where I can close the door
close
and
the
get
door.
Away from everybody.
Get away.
Yeah. I was thinking that you could maybe convert the
attic.
right.
Hey. Oh.
I have dreamed about this day since the moment I met you.
We didn't have an attic the day we met.
Which makes the dream all that more significant. You're not toying with me, are you?
No. On one condition. You keep it simple.
You want simple? You got your man.
See you, Tim.
Got this in the attic. Remember this? I wore this at somebody's wedding, but I can't remember whose.
Yeah, it was our wedding. Bye.
Wait. There's just a few more things I gotta ask you. Hold on. Okay, wait. Just a few simple decisions, please. Paint or wallpaper?
Paint. I gotta go to therapy, honey.
Flat, semi-gloss, or matte?
Surprise me.
Carpet or wood floors?
Carpeting.
Okay. Plush, Saxony, or Berber?
I don't care.
Wait a minute. Take a paint sample with you.
Ow!
Sorry.
I understand you're a student at the university?
Yes, I am. Taking therapy is a part of my master's requirement.
Uh-huh.
I don't really have that much to talk about.
Oh, that's okay. Why don't you just tell me a little about yourself?
Oh, okay. Well, I just hit 40, and I'm trying to jumpstart a new career, and I don't know which I'll get first, my diploma or menopause. On top of that, I have 3 sons, each of whom is the center of his own universe. Brad has started driving, which is keeping me up worrying half the night. And Randy started questioning everything his father and I stand for. And Mark, he's the youngest one, wears only black and is possibly worshiping the devil.
Well, Jill...
No, there's more. There's more. You see, I am completely overwhelmed. My father died about 6 months ago, and I've been trying to help my mother long distance, which is not working at all. And I'm running a house and going to school and leading my own counseling groups. I'm having some people over for dinner tonight, and I have no idea what I'm going to make them. She likes fish, he likes chicken. Not that it matters, because when I cook, you know, it just all tastes the same. You know, maybe I take on too much, because I don't know why I'm having people over for dinner in the middle of the week anyway.
Well, Jill, it seems to me that there's more.
Yeah, well, this is only about 10% of my problems. The other 90%, I'm married to. You see, my husband, he's going through this sort of midlife crisis thing, you know. Who am I? Where am I? Should I grow a beard? Should I buy a hunting lodge? And then today, you know, Brad spilled a soda on my paper and Mark was asking for skulls. And before I knew it, I was asking my husband to start construction on an office.
What's wrong with your husband building you an office?
I'm married to Tim Taylor.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor?
Yeah, maybe you better switch to a tape recorder here.
Hope I have enough batteries.
You are so beautiful. I mean, I get excited every time I see you. You feel so good.
Would you and your drywall like some time alone?
I just hope one day you'll find something that makes you as happy as this makes me.
Yeah, me too. I just hope mine has a head and breathe.
Now think about it, son. Look at this. You have a dirty attic, disgusting, dusty, and a dream. You fulfill your dream with the sweat of your brow and your 2 hands. Huh?
I'll stick with girls.
It's like talking to a wall.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm late. Therapy ran over. We need to talk about the construction.
Hey, always got time for that. Picked up all the materials down at Harry's Hardware. They all tell me I've got the remodeling glow.
Tim, I've given it some serious thought, and
okay.
I really don't want the office.
Pre-construction jitters. Everyone gets it.
No. Life is really chaotic lately, yeah. And one of the things I just learned in therapy is that I need to simplify. You see, I take on way too much as a way of not dealing with my feelings, and this office is going to be just way too much.
You asked me to do it. Why would you ask me to do it unless you really wanted me to?
Because for a brief, fleeting instant, I thought it was a good idea, but then you started bombarding me with the decorating decisions and then the blueprints.
Okay,
and...
whoa, forget that. I'll make all the decisions. It's over.
No. Tim, I have problems with this office on a deeper level.
Ah, subflooring, huh?
No. I really don't want to be so isolated from everybody. And you know, when I get my office someday, I'm going to need it to be a place where I can have patients come in. We can't have people just traipsing through the house.
Problem solved. I'll build a stairway on the outside of the house up to the...
No, Tim, you're not listening to me. You're not listening. I don't want a staircase on the outside of the house. I don't want an office in the attic.
What are you saying?
I don't want an office in the attic!
Jeez. I'm getting the idea you don't want me to build this thing. And I asked you not to toy with me.
Yeah.
I begged you not to toy with me, and yet you toyed.
I know. I made a mistake.
Oh.
You know, a mistake I'm very sorry for, and we'll obviously never hear the end of, I'm sure. But, you know, right now, Patty and Doug are coming over for dinner, and I really need your help.
Forget it. I can't be around people after I've been fired off a job.
Tim, you're my husband, not my contractor.
For a brief, fleeting moment, I was both.
Oh, come on. You're being ridiculous.
No, you're being ridiculous. You say your life's chaotic. You want to simplify it? Well, stop having these stupid dinner parties.
This is the first dinner party we've had in 6 months. I haven't had time because of all this school.
Well, you want to streamline things? Well, just quit school.
Just so you can build the office?
Yes.
If I quit school, I don't need an office.
Don't use all that fancy psychological stuff with me.
I have to make dinner.
You have to make dinner? Where am I supposed to put all the stuff I just bought?
I can think of a real good place.
Fish is really good. It's not too fishy.
That's because it's chicken, Doug.
It's delicious. It's not too chickeny. Jill, you didn't tell me. How was your first therapy session?
Ugh.
Fine, potatoes.
Well, how did you like Dr. Breen? Was he insightful?
Well, he certainly incited a number of things around here, I'll tell you that.
Yeah? I've been picking up some tension. Everything all right?
Doug, I don't really think that's any of our business, so why don't we just change the subject?
Gotcha. So, Jill, I hear Tim's building you a great office up in the attic.
Lima beans.
Well, she asked me to build her an office, you know. Did all the plans for it, bought the materials, and then she changed her mind.
Tim. We don't really have to discuss this in front of our guests.
Hey, why not? You ashamed of your behavior? You're afraid people might judge you?
Say, is that a beard you're growing?
Yes, it is, Doug. I promised Pookie over there that I'd shave it off. But my life has become so chaotic, I might change my mind.
You're really not going to let this go, are you?
Well, you were really willing to let my drywall go, weren't you?
You are so unbelievable. Is that all you can talk about, your stupid drywall?
That's how she talks about drywall.
You are so self-absorbed.
I'm self-absorbed? Miss I-Pig, I'd hear me talk about myself?
You know what, Tim? I don't have the time or the energy for this. It's so important for you. Build the damn office.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Well, I'm not giving you the satisfaction.
So, how's Mark doing in Spanish?
Your needs are obviously so much more important than mine. If it makes you feel better, do it.
I wouldn't pick up a hammer if you got down your hands and knees and begged me. I love construction, but the tool man draws a line at a mercy build.
I give up.
You know, this chicken could be pork.
Mm-hmm.
Slept down here all night?
Half the night. The other half, he and Mom were yelling at each other.
She catch you making out with the drywall?
She told him he couldn't build the office in the attic.
My God, is he still breathing?
Yeah, but what's the point? His soul's been stripped away. But his beard sure is coming in nice.
Looks like he's got another one growing in his ears.
Hi, Wilson.
Well, hi-ho, neighbor. So, how's Jill's office coming?
Come and gone. She backed out right after she saw her shrink.
Whoa, so you were destroyed by Freud.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Hung by Jung.
Yeah?
Brought to a halt by Gestalt.
Could we? I'm hurting here. This project meant a lot to me. I put a lot of hours into it. I was already starting to miter stuff up. Next thing you know, we're in a big fight and I'm sleeping on the couch.
Well, Tim, it seems to me since the office was for Jill, it's certainly her prerogative if she wants to change her mind.
Yada, yada, yada. When I'm building stuff, I lose myself in the job, you know? It's very important to me. I'm being selfish.
No, no, no. What I'm thinking is that you remind me of one of my great heroes.
Yeah?
Jefferson.
He was one of my heroes. Oh. That guy started out, he had one dry cleaner, next thing he was moving on up.
I'm confused.
George Jefferson. His wife's name was Wheezy.
No, Tim. I'm talking about Thomas Jefferson. You know, he was a man that needed to work with his hands. When he was at home at Monticello, he would lose himself building his house, tending his garden, and it was while doing these simple hands-on tasks that Jefferson saw his life more clearly.
Hey, wow. Really, I am like Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm swinging a hammer, that's when I see and think the clearest.
Right. So that was probably why building Jill's office was so important to you.
Never really thought of it that way.
Thanks, Wilson. Mm-hmm. Tim, you growing a beard?
What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure. I could never understand why a man would want to hide his face.
Are you almost done? Oh, yeah. You're going to have the snazziest looking skulls in the seventh grade.
We're not supposed to be snazzy.
I was being facetious. I think they're hideous and completely twisted.
All right.
Honey. I just figured something out that you should know.
Well, what would that be?
I am like Jefferson. Tom, not George.
I'll need more.
Okay. I wanted to build the office space for you, but in many ways, I was building it for myself. You know how when you went to therapy, you worked at how you were feeling?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, building things is like that for me. When I'm working with tools, it gives me a chance to think things out, sort through stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Well, stuff we're going through, maybe, or with, like, the kids. Do you remember when I blew up that water heater?
The first or the second time?
It would be the second time. Well, I realized then that I wasn't as happy as I thought I would be about Brad getting his license.
I thought you were thrilled about that.
Well, I was at first, but then when he got his license, he was driving and he was never home. I never saw him.
No, you felt that way. Wow. Okay, so you're saying that whenever you build something or blow it up, it comes with an equally valuable insight.
Valuable on many levels. The first time I blew up that water heater,
yeah.
I realized that I could do this.
Well, Tim, I'm really glad you shared that with me. You know, just because my life is really chaotic and confusing right now, you shouldn't have to suffer.
Would you please write that down?
I've been thinking. You know how you've always wanted to redo the garage? I think you should do that.
Are you toying with me? I can only take so much of this toying.
No, I'm not toying with you. This would be perfect because it's building for yourself.
All right.
And then someday, down the line, when things calm down, I'll let you build me the office of your dreams.
Hey. The glow is starting to come back.
It'd be a lot easier to see if you'd shave.
It's softer now than it was a couple days ago.
Let me feel it.
Hmm?
Oh, it's softer.
Hmm?
I hate when we fight.
Me too. It's not just because the couch is lumpy either.
I couldn't stand it last night when I rolled over and you weren't there.
Could have been worse. I rolled over here and I landed on the nutcracker. That baby lives up to its name, I'll tell you that.
Promise me you'd help with dinner.
I just finished shaving, honey.
You did?
It took longer than I thought. I'm kidding. Problem solved. I'll put an outside staircase in for you.
No, Tim, you're not listening. I don't want an outside staircase. I don't want an attic in the office. Let's get back again.
I don't believe this. You guys stopped it.
That was going so well.
No, I can't take all these baboons laughing.